This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Some in Congress want the power to ban social media platforms that are deemed risks to national security. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today in the Senate, Democrat Mark Warner and Republican John Thune are expected to introduce bipartisan legislation giving the president powers to ban TikTok and other apps considered security threats. The House advanced a similar bill last week. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
TikTok is already banned on federal workers' official mobile devices. About half of U.S. states have a similar ban. And it's not just the U.S. India bans TikTok and other Chinese apps. Taiwan, Canada, the European Union all have some sort of ban targeting TikTok. The concern is that China's government can get access to the data apps collect and can use TikTok as a propaganda tool. Still, past efforts for a complete ban in the U.S. have been met with successful court challenges, and the American Civil Liberties Union has come out against what the group says are broad efforts to ban entire platforms. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
As tech companies lay people off, other employers are still hiring on. Bloomberg News is reporting this morning that Facebook parent Meta is planning another round of job cuts that could come for thousands of workers as soon as this week. Yet overall, the number of people filing claims for unemployment have been falling. Last week, they fell below the level we saw consistently before the pandemic. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Major companies have announced mass layoffs, just as unemployment's fallen to a 54-year low.
There's a tale of two labor markets.
That's Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas.
Certain industries are cutting.
Like tech, banking, and media, as they adjust to higher interest rates in a post-pandemic economy. Healthcare, education, bars, and restaurants, meanwhile,
still remain in a deep labor shortage. And they're hiring like crazy.
So far, job gains are balancing out job losses. And it's happening fast. ZipRecruiter surveyed workers laid off in December and January. Chief economist Julia Pollack says more than half found new jobs by the end of January.
And 42% of those found jobs that pay more than their old jobs.
Pollack says high-skilled tech workers can get back on their feet fastest, but she warns things might not look so rosy for less-skilled workers if job cuts spread. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Changers are coming for a special kind of community-focused bank. They're the 1,300 or so federally certified Community Development Financial Institutions, CDFIs. Now, these banks and loan funds and credit unions have a mission to fill gaps in the market to get better access to credit for low-income and otherwise underserved communities. The Treasury Department is overhauling that certification process, and the original goal was April, but the new rules have been delayed after a flood of public input. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
Baltimore Community Lending is a nonprofit CDFI. It serves clients that traditional banks might see as risky.
We work with those businesses that do not have perfect credit, that do not have collateral,
says President and CEO Watchin Bruce.
So we fill a lot of gaps.
In theory, that's the goal of every CDFI, says Greg Fairchild at the University of Virginia School of Business.
To provide capital where capital doesn't always flow.
But in the 25 years since Treasury created the CDFI fund, there seems to have been some mission creep.
Whether the institutions that are calling themselves CDFIs are truly serving the people who would otherwise be passed over, that's an important question.
And one Treasury has been taking a hard look at. Its proposal for new certification standards includes requiring that CDFIs provide most of their financial products to underserved clients.
And for that reason, I have been one of those who've been cheering,
says Lenwood V. Long, head of the African American Alliance of CDFI CEOs.
Well, I think the CDFI brand was really a not so-called popular pre-pandemic.
Now, he says more institutions are hopping on the bandwagon, and truly mission-driven lenders have steeper competition for funding, so he supports a higher entry point. But some long-standing community lenders fear they'll be shut out. A survey of Indigenous-serving CDFIs found that 70% are gravely concerned about a new ban on certain non-traditional mortgages and worry they won't be recertified.
There are questions about unintended consequences to those who really do meet the mission.
Michael Swack directs the University of New Hampshire's Center for Impact Finance. He says the CDFI Fund is trying to thread a tricky needle, vetting these institutions without bleeding them dry. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
South Africa's president has appointed a former mayor, Hosiyenso Ramahopa, to the newly created position of electricity minister to try to fix the country's persistent power shortages, which are getting worse. Here's the BBC's Mary Harper.
The new minister faces two vast challenges. Power cuts of up to 12 hours a day. The government has declared a national disaster, and allegations of high-level corruption at the state-run energy giant Eskom. The company's former chief executive recently told the media that senior politicians were looting the firm. Eskom is massively in debt, almost $24 billion in the red. The rolling power cuts are strangling the economy. Some say people's fury over the blackouts might even cost the ANC next year's election.
Mary Harper is with our editorial partners over at the BBC. And President Biden releases his administration's new budget on Thursday. There's news today he'll propose raising the tax that wealthy people pay into the Medicare system from the current 3.8% up to 5% for those making over $400,000 a year. That could keep Medicare solvent for another quarter century. 400K and above earners are the richest 1.8%, according to government data. Presidential budgets are wish lists. Congress appropriates. Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.